Was Indiana's first Hoosier an African-American minister? Harry Hoosier on This Moment of Indiana History. Presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, connecting people to Indiana's past through exhibits, books, music, and programs at the Indiana History Center and throughout the state. Information at indianahistory.org. Over the years, many origins of the word Hoosier have been identified. Fisk University professor William D. Pearson introduces a new character into Indiana history, Harry Hoosier, an 18th century African-American Methodist minister, perhaps the most widely known black preacher of his time. Born around 1750 near Fayetteville, North Carolina, Harry Hoosier moved, or was sold, to Henry Dorsey Goff's plantation near Baltimore. Goff, a devout Methodist, had built a chapel that became a popular stopping place for Methodist preachers. It was there that Harry Hoosier, known as Black Harry, became a talented religious orator who traveled throughout the Appalachian frontier. Since Hoosier, like most slaves, was illiterate, his name had no definite spelling, and the length of time he spent in Indiana remains undetermined. Still, Pearson argues that the Midwest disciples of Harry Hoosier, including many Methodists who questioned slavery, came to be known as Hoosiers. This Moment of Indiana History is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information is available at momentofindianahistory.org. Support also comes from Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. We've got you covered, with agents in every county in Indiana and only Indiana. Insurance information is available at 1-800-723-FARM.